Myron Nanning is the president of the Association of Village Council Presidents. He says tribes in the lower 48 are celebrating the new authority they've won, but not in Alaska, because Nanning says the state does not recognize tribal powers.
The state's position is that anybody that moves into a village that's not a non-tribal member should not be handled by a local tribal court, but, you know, we move into urban centers ourselves, and then we're subject to state courts.
The federal government still recognizes Alaska tribes, even though most relinquished Aboriginal rights and territory, known as Indian Country, when Congress passed the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Residents in Metlakatla opted out of ANCSA. Metlakatla is the only reservation in the state and the only federally recognized Indian Country in Alaska. Senator Lisa Murkowski inserted an amendment in the Violence Against Women Act that she says was clearly designed to ensure Metlakatla's increased court jurisdiction.
It was very clear that it was designed to be implemented in Indian Country. In Alaska, the only Indian Country, the only reservation is Metlakatla. So I wanted to make sure that Metlakatla was going to be treated similarly as to all other reservations, all other land in Indian Country.
But there's been pushback from Nanning and others who say more should have been done to make sure the new provision applied to all Alaska tribes. Senator Murkowski says the Violence Against Women Act was not the place to hash out territorial disputes. And to the tribes who were looking to gain increased rights, she says that conversation can be had at a later time.
I think that there are some who viewed this as an opportunity to gain an inch on this issue and then kind of build on it from there.
The U.S. Supreme Court affirmed the state's lack of Indian Country in 1998. Senator Murkowski says Congress would need to amend the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act to create Indian Country. John Havelock was the Alaska Attorney General when the Native Claims Settlement Act passed. He says the act was described as an alternative to what at the time was considered a failing reservation system and was not designed to take away tribal authority.
There was not any side discussion of tribal authority. In fact, I think a lot of people assumed that the village corporation system would replace any tribal jurisdiction. But when you think about it and look at it, you can see, well, wait a minute.
Mike Garrity is the current Attorney General for Alaska.
The state's position is that we're in favor of the law and it currently exists and the jurisdiction that the tribal courts currently have.
Garrity says state courts have jurisdiction over the entire state.
These people, whether they're members or non-members of the tribe, they're also citizens of the state of Alaska. They have constitutional rights under our state constitution.
In Indian Country, tribal courts have sole jurisdiction within the designated boundaries, and state courts have none.
I'm not in favor of disrupting that balance and creating, you know, 229 jurisdictions and tribal court jurisdictions, and then, you know, where the physical boundaries of those would be, who knows?
Because there are not defined borders like the reservation system has. Garrity says the state cooperates with tribal courts on issues under the Indian Child Welfare Act and child support cases. It also recognizes and enforces protective orders from certain tribal courts. Senator Murkowski says the state needs to be pushed on the issue of tribal jurisdiction, that the state has for too long feared relinquishing any authority to the tribes. She says she's introducing a plan that would cross-deputize village public safety officers. It would allow them to hand out punishments throughout a village.
Fines or forfeiture or community service or even banishment. And it gives them that authority. This is something that we've been trying to get the state to come round on. I think we've made huge progress.
The plan is being reviewed by both tribal leaders and state officials. And in Murkowski's eyes, it gives the state a chance to see there is nothing to fear in granting tribes more authority. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.